Welcome back to the Virtual Light Broadcast. We're going to get right to the questions. Thank you so much for sending them in. I know that we took a little break from having the questions answered on the Virtual Light Broadcast, but now we're looking forward to receiving them all again. So, you know, if you want to have your questions sent in for the next Virtual Light, send it to questions with an S at espavo.org. We'd love hearing from you. Your questions are what we're all waiting to know. So the first one is from, this is from Crystal. She says, I just wanted to send a quick email to Meg regarding the most recent, Live Your Greatness segment on February 2020 Virtual Light Broadcast. Meg, you save me today. Oh, that's nice. She does that a lot.
She does.
I've been lost in self-directed anger for the last 4 months regarding my life circumstances, and your words in this broadcast are like a clear bell ringing through fog. It has been so hard with my internal loathing worth, even than any of my life challenges, making those challenges even harder to work with. I've been praying for the key to the next step, and you spoke them to me in this month's broadcast in a way that made me feel that my wise and beloved elder was speaking to me personally. A huge gift to me. Thank you, Crystal. Well, you're not the only one that feels that way about Meg. She is a gift to us all.
Absolutely. Good.
All right. And now next is from Marie Louise. Already many years I do meditate and meanwhile followed several courses such as light body and channeling. My whole life I was not seen by my family. Since I'm on a pension, I was a music teacher for children with problems. The connections with my three guides becoming closer and closer, and much information is coming through. December 8th is great importance to me. So I found, as the first in the early morning of 8/8/2008 in England, the crop circle with the figure 8. I was guided to that place. Needless to say how happy I was when I felt the beautiful light there. Furthermore, crystal skulls are important to me, and one of them I connected myself immediately to the other world. Since the last 2 years, I came to the point in my life that I communicate, receive written messages accompanied by clear messages from the other world. Your written message in one of my books when I saw you in Belgium brought such pleasure to me. You wrote, Steve, the light from home can be seen in your smile. Nice work. Your words, your work means so much to us, and we consider it a step forward in our evolution. We are reading your books and following the Espavo courses, Prediction 2020, and 2 days of healing with the group. 5 years ago, I started a new life with a lovely spiritual man. We very much would like to come to Las Vegas in October to follow the Human Angel Conference. We would appreciate if you could advise me which courses are best for me to follow to develop myself in order to help the world.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you. Well, we have there's a wide variety of things that we use. We try to give courses on things that people can use right away. We have a rather unusual audience. It's not that we don't actually talk to the general public. We talk to mostly people who are teachers, healers, and work in the higher energies. And because of that, they're spread out all over the globe in different places. But it's a really magical event to be able to connect to people like that, Crystal, your work, your words to me about being able to touch people like that, that's actually what Meg calls a drive-by, because sometimes I'll walk past somebody and I'll say two or three words that the group said to tell them, and I don't even necessarily know what it means, but it has a huge effect on them.
This is Marie Louise.
Oh, Marie Louise. I'm sorry. Crystal was the one before.
Right.
So anyway. But anyway, thanks for that, and thanks for knowing. That's the most beautiful thing that we can do, is to touch each other, even just in passing, just to help each other realize that we're all in this together. Back to you, hon.
All right. This is from Claire from Canada. We love to hear where you're from because you'd be amazed. We get people joining us from all over the world, and it makes me feel like, the spiritual family is joining together. Space is not an issue. We're all together in the heart.
Well, before you read the next one, let me take that another level. We have people right now that are in Facebook watching this live and also in YouTube. So we'll invite you right now to tell us where you're from. Just type it in. I'm from here, sending light from this place. Because what happens is, obviously we can't read those, but after we're done, Barb and I go through every single one of those and read them. So we'd love to hear from you about where you're from and how you're viewing this here today, because we will go back and watch those. And if you're not in YouTube, if you're watching this on our site, that's fine. You can always drop us a line here. Right below, you'll see the address to send in these comments and questions. Back to you, Ben.
I always thought it would be interesting to write a book about everybody's experience, how they woke up to the light. What changed your world? What made the difference that led you to your path? So maybe someday we'll do that together.
Sounds like a good one.
Yeah, it does. All right. So Claire says, I have taken to a quiet meditation every day at noon. I am thinking that this virus is a living entity and has life connection as it moves from the earth. So I decided to ask it directly how I might be helpful. The replies have been swift and helpful. She says, one, clear the fear. Well, that's a big one.
Good point.
Two, hold still and love everyone quietly. Three, change your mind. Be kind. Thanks for holding the space. Thank you, Claire. Beautiful.
Very beautiful, Claire.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Okay, this is from Hildy. My name is Hildy. I'm from Belgium, and we met about 10 years ago at your seminar in Genk. I remember that. I love Genk. It was such a beautiful area.
We were there for a few years, yeah.
Yes, yes. She said, I cried for 3 days in a row. I hope happy tears. And my life changed from that weekend, as you said it would. As we are all trying to help in these special times, I would like to talk to you about our homeopathic vaccine for the COVID-19, which has been created by Roy Martina. We all know there's a lot of big pharma nonsense, which makes it very difficult to help people when the so-called alternative medicines come around. I am sure you heard about Roy Martina and his wonderful wife, Joy. They are doing so much already to help people through this difficult period. Because he wants to make as much of the vaccine as possible to help out Italian doctors and all the people all over the world, he is looking for sponsors in order to help him being able to distribute the vaccine all over the world. I have the vaccine. I can assure you it works. And there is my question. Do you see a possibility to finding resources to help distribute this vaccine? I think it is time to come together and find a solution.
Sounds great. I'd love to be able to do that for people, but we have a legal problem with all of that, obviously. We are forbidden, actually, to give medical advice in any different way. I will tell you, for those of you who are interested in it, Roy Martina has a website, and I think it's just roymartina.com, if I'm not mistaken. We'll find that and try to get back to you with that. But anyway, I'll have to let everybody find their own piece about what works for them and what doesn't. I'd love to be able to bring you all these new pieces. The group has said very clearly that we have an answer for this on the planet already. We thought it was maybe hydroxychloroquine or maybe the rindinafarine, the new ones that they're trying or so forth, but I'm not quite sure. But I can tell you this, there is an answer here. Not only is there an answer that will turn out to be a vaccine and a preventative in the long run, but there's also an answer that will help people cure themselves of this disease right away. So I'm not sure we've found it yet. I'm not sure if this is it or not. But for those of you who want to jump on board, who want to help Roy in those ways, awesome people. I highly recommend them as people. I don't know anything about the cure that they're doing, so I can't openly recommend that. But awesome people. Check it out. Roy Martina. And I believe he's based in the Netherlands or Belgium, one of the two.
Hilda is from Belgium. Awesome.
Got some great connections. Awesome stuff. Anyway, I'll turn it back over to you. But there's a lot of things coming up. Be cautious to jump into everything at this point. We're finding a lot of challenges in places that we didn't know about. We can find those answers. You know, the biggest thing that the group says about this, that I was very surprised that I finally heard on the news, I think it was like 3 or 4 days ago. And the group's been saying this from day one. This is a sticky being. Not only does it stick to clothes, to stick to everything else, but apparently it has that effect on the blood, which would mean blood clotting. And the funny part is, I haven't heard anything about that until about 3 days ago. Suddenly they decided that everyone that comes in the ER, and forgot where it was, but everyone that comes in the ER is going to start getting blood thinners right away. That will actually help. It won't be a cure, but it will actually help in the process and also help people to understand what's happening, because all those lung issues are from that happening. That's what the group says. I don't know about the, I'm not a medical doctor or understand it in that way, but I will tell you, the group says this is a sticky being, and the more we understand about that, the easier it will be to deal with it. Okay, back over to you, Ann.
Okay, this is from Maya. She wrote this on April 2nd, so I don't know if that'll make a difference to you, Steve. But she says, I'm a bit confused because I thought yesterday I saw Steve going live on Facebook. But when I looked this morning for the replay, I could not find anything. So now I'm wondering if I was dreaming or what.
You were dreaming. Absolutely. Hope you had a wonderful dream. No. It, what takes place is that we have been building up our readership at YouTube and Facebook separately. And what takes place is that we'll have a Facebook event where we just go on Facebook and answer questions on Facebook. Or we'll have a YouTube event where we'll just go on and answer YouTube. And we have been sometimes accidentally and sometimes on purpose sending out some of the live streams that we typically do. I actually streamed the Lightmaster course that day. That's what you were watching. So you were actually watching the Lightmaster course. We had about 600 people came and watched it in YouTube. So it was really kind of cool to be able to do that once in a while. And what happens from that is we're looking for ways to give things away during this process, during this COVID-19. We're looking for ways to be able to access people in different process. I did have to take it down. It was a paid event. I'm not supposed to be giving those away for free. But we did stream it live, and we will do that occasionally. I will tell you that right off the bat. And like I said, sometimes it's just an accident because I leave the streaming stuff in one of the computers in the same way. But for the most part, we've decided to go ahead and do that because we have a different turnout entirely, and we get the message to slightly different people that way. So we will be doing that from time to time, more on YouTube than Facebook. But I will tell you that's taken place. Back over to you, hon.
All right.
So you weren't going crazy after all.
And it wasn't a dream. All right. This is from Marissa from Italy. Oh, Marissa, I'd love to come visit you. That's somewhere that we have not been, and I would like to go there sometime. All right. She says, hi, Steve and Barbara. Something wonderful happened on this last day. Last week passed over a person I knew, died alone away from his family because of COVID-19. This afternoon, I was thinking about his family, and especially his mom, and I felt her pain, and I cried. When we did the work in the Esioto, I saw many souls coming toward me, but I knew that my friend would come to me, and so it was. I took him by the hand and told him not to be afraid. And at that moment, I took him to the light, where a luminous and gigantic being appeared, appeared who smiled at us. I told my friend to let go of my hand and take his because he would take him home. The being of light took his hand and together they went into the light. I cried with emotion because I saw his smile as he went and I felt peace in his mom's heart for a moment. Thanks for helping me right now in this magnificent job. A big hug from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you, Marissa.
Well done, Marissa.
Awesome stuff. Marissa's we recently saw Marissa in Belgium.
That's right.
So she's been with us for a while, and she's actually starting to teach some of the stuff that we're doing. So,
and I told her then I wanted to go to Italy.
That's right. I think you told her at that time she wants to go to Italy. So,
well, perhaps when we start traveling again.
That's usually how it works.
Yeah, there's signs. Okay, here we go. All right, next is from Kath. She says, your message about the virus is so appropriate. I have noticed that those who work with the virus, sending it love and light from its safe evolution as well as the safe evolution of humans, have fewer and less difficult symptoms from the virus, or they get over it quickly and have no symptoms. Thanks for reaffirming the belief that you teach about love and light.
Oh, thank you so much for that. That is the answer to this one. This one we love to death, because if we ever thought of this thing as being a live being, which is the way the group sees it, it's in survival mode, obviously. It is scared to death, and it really doesn't want to harm us. That's the strange part about this. It doesn't have awareness. It's not that level of a being to where it can be aware that it's actually harming someone of that nature, but that's not its intent. Its intent is actually to grow in the light. And it has done successfully before in other places. Here on Earth, it is absolutely a problem for us, and we're also seeing it spread again throughout the animal kingdom. And I'm separating animal from human. We're going to have to separate that for a while to talk about this. But cats, especially felines, are catching this right and left. And it's spreading throughout many different areas of that. And you're seeing it show up in zoos. You're seeing it show up in household cats. You're going to see it show up in other areas as well, including dogs. So there's a lot coming here to this process, and we can all get past it comfortably. The group actually says, you know, we've got an improper view of this thing, and it has been that way for a while. So we shouldn't be looking at it the same way that we're looking at it. One of the things that we look at about this process is to call this, you know, in survival and all the things that we have to do with this. This is actually going to evolve us. It's actually going to help us take a little bit of time away from some of the other connections that we do and some of the challenges that we work with. So we're actually loosening the ethereal body as this happens. So when we get to the other side of this, there's going to be an overall benefit. And that's one of the things that the group wants us to keep in mind. Okay, babe, back to you.
All right. This next one is from Kathy. I just participated in today's Global Light broadcast, and it was wonderful. I could see the future in our world and the peace and the harmony that will prevail. When you mentioned Lemuria, my thought was, yes, it's just like Lemuria. And I had a huge smile on my face. I had traveled back to Lemuria during one of the Hawaiian conferences where Melania had pyramids set up, and one which was Lemuria. My vision today for our future had the exact same feeling that I had during the experience, and it was absolutely beautiful. It gave me so much hope and confidence, and helps me to stand a little bit taller and to know that we are heading into a beautiful new reality. I also was excited when you mentioned that the virus is beginning to understand the effect that it is having on humans, because it brought back another memory. About 20 years ago, I had an illness, and no doctor could find out what it was. But after 18 months of illness, one of the test results showed a positive test for CMF, which is cytomegalovirus. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing that right. Long story short, I ended up at an institute and was treated by a craniosacral therapist. In one session, they had me talk to the virus and ask why it was in my body. Its answer, to survive. I can see the mother virus that I was speaking with in my mind and had no question that it was real. They had me ask the virus if it realized that, if I die from the effects that it was creating in my body, that it will die also. There was silence and confusion. Out of nowhere, I heard myself saying very forcefully, "Just leave my body, leave my body." And I saw several ways in my mind's eye, one in which was through my left eye, which incidentally was where it had initially entered my body. I forced the virus from several areas of my body to leave, and I have no doubt that it was real. So even if it appears that the COVID-19 has power over all of us, we are actually so much more powerful. But I love the idea of harmonizing with it instead of being in battle. Thank you both for the wonderful work you do.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you, Kathy. That is nice.
That is beautiful. And that's exactly what this is. This is about harmonizing everything. This is the new form of power. Well, in the masculine form of power, we would fight. We would kill the virus. We would protect ourselves. We'd do everything we can. In a feminine aspect, with a new feminine energy now grounded on this planet in a different way, we can harmonize with it. We can actually figure out what it wants. It doesn't want to hurt us. We figure that out. We educate it. We work with different things, and we can do things in a different way. And it absolutely works. Good job. Good job. Back to you, babe.
I like how you say, Kathy, leave my body.
Leave it now.
I think that's pretty powerful. All right. This next one is from Judy, and she simply asks, or says, how can I be added to the monthly newsletter email?
I wanted to put that in there because, again, when we've had several people write us, because we're doing this entire process called Globalite. And what happens is, again, the group waits until we can actually make a difference. Then we shoot out an email to everybody, and usually within a few hours, maybe 12 hours or, 24 hours, we'll come together and actually push in that area and that energy in those ways. So that's really helpful to do and to be active and to be, in place for all that energy. And that's one of the things that we're going to be working with consistently, is to come together no matter how you learn things, no matter who your teachers were. We can all make a huge difference if we just come together and hold hands in those ways. So that's part of what we're doing here.
So how do they get on the newsletter email?
The newsletter, yes. It is illegal for us to take your name and put it on our newsletter. Okay? You can do it. We can't. You have to come in and simply, if you just go right up to the upper corner of the website on the left-hand side, you'll see a place where you can sign in. If you don't have an account, you can create an account right there. But that's the place to do it. It is not legal for us to sign you up for an account and assign a password to it. Even when you sign up at our account on our website, we can never see your passwords. We can never see your credit cards. We cannot see any of those things. Even though you're entering them on our site, it goes directly to the card processor. We're bypassed by all that stuff. And because of those rules, and that's the way it should be, we can't sign people up for anything, but you can. So we'll invite you to do it, to join here, but wanted to leave that one in, even though we can't answer it, so that we could tell people you can't sign up by sending us a request to sign up. Even the help desk, the support ticket down at the bottom, they can't sign you up for this. You have to do it yourself, okay? But they'll send you a link if you want. Oh, back to you, babe.
Okay, well, I'm glad you asked that question, because we have had other people ask that.
Yes, we have.
So I'm glad that we addressed it. All right, one last one from Kelly. I would like to ask, what do you see coming up for me in the new Earth realm? I am highly sensitive and empathic, and have always felt as though I am a quiet light worker. I don't like a lot of attention and work well behind the scenes. Because of my introverted personality, I have always felt as if I hold back my gifts Any light you could shed on my future would be greatly appreciated. Thank you, beautiful souls, for your work and support during this time. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly. I wish I could do a full 45-minute session with you and kind of figure out where these openings are going to be. But the fact that you came in with this incredible amount of empathy, which is what this is, that's a sensitivity, that allows you to tap into other people's energy. A lot of time on planet Earth has been preparing to keep you from doing that because it hurts sometimes and it's very vulnerable. It makes it very difficult to live in that completely open shell. But what's coming is an opportunity to use that. All the energies that you've had to deal with, all the negativity around this sensitivity is about to turn and be used in a very positive way. So hang in there. We also have an entire seminar coming up on this, 3 days. I stopped quoting dates a while back, but it's in May. It's in early May. I think it's the 10th or the 12th or something of that nature, with 3-day seminar on stepping into the new realm, what that's going to look like. What is this going to be? Because I will tell you, nobody's going back to the same thing they left. It's changed. And you're going to hear about that in just a few minutes from the group. The last channel here is going to be exactly about that. So with knowing that, the question is, how would you like to change? What would you like to bring into this new realm? Because that's exactly the choices you have now. Okay. With that, I'll turn you to this beautiful lady, and we will take a short break here in just a second. And then we'll come back with the final channel from the group.
Okay, well, I wanted to say that, you know, not everybody is meant to be on stage or doing their light work in a very public way. It's the quiet light workers that make the real difference. You know, everybody has their own special way of reaching people, I'm sure that you do that. I think, what did the group say about reflectors of the light?
Reflectors of the light is one of the 7 clans. And it's a very important clan. We see people stand on stage that want to be the light. Everybody wants to be the light. But without the reflectors of the light, you can't be the light. Reflectors of the light are many times people who stand behind them, people who help organize, who do things in different ways. And it doesn't mean that they can't stand on stage too. But for the most part, they get their real fulfillment, their joy in life, by creating spaces for another light. And it's not wrong. It's not less than in any way. It's just different. It's a different connection. Very important beings, very important clan of the 7 clans.
Well, Kelly, you are reaching people that we are unable to do it. So keep up the good work in your quiet way. However you want to do it, you're making a difference.
Good job.
All right. We'll be back in just a few moments with more of the Virtual Light broadcast and the final channel from Steve and the group.
And here we'll tell you about this seminar we were talking about.
Yes.
Espavo.